Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Good morning, Carl. You are on Q100. How are you this morning?
How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, sir. All right. So the stereotype here is that women get treated differently when they walk into a car dealership to negotiate for a car. And you're on the Voice Disguiser. We don't know where you are. We don't know what part of the industry you're in. But we'd really like some real answers.
Okay.
Have you found that to be the case?
Most cases, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Do they train you to treat women differently?
No. I mean, it's just the male species. Sometimes, you know, we perpetuate the women, you know, and go into the stereotype that, you know, they seem to be at some time to be a little bit easier to talk to and easier to, you know, get a deal done. Most of the time, like, when men come in, they already are so stern and they don't want to, you know, budge. But sometimes women are so just so ecstatic to, you know, get into a situation that they don't care what you feed them.
So, I think the question is, do you treat women differently in a negative way? Like, do you try to take advantage of them? Like you said, they're easier to talk to, and I'm sure communicating with male customers and female customers definitely, naturally, is going to be different. But do you purposely think, well, they're naive, so I'm going to get more out of her than him?
Yeah, well, it's naivety, yeah, but as far as, you know, sometimes, but I can't say that because some women do come there, and they've done, they're more computer savvy, and some more consumer conscious to the fact that they feel as if they will be treated differently, that, you know, they go home and they do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the misnomer is, you know, a lot of people, a lot of my comrades are ragging on this, but a lot of people here on the East Coast use the Kelley Blue Book, and that's not a good thing to do because it is West Coast prices and it's usually about $3,000 to $4,000 more. So when you go in and you say, wow, the Kelley Blue Book says such and such, you know, most dealers are happy that you use Kelley Blue Book. They're like, yeah, great.
Carl, hold on 1 second for me, okay? All right, because we got a bunch of other guys that are sales guys also that have been in the industry for a really, really, really long time. And let's just see if they confirm what Carl was saying. Hey, Steve, you're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Love your show. It's great.
Thank you, man. All right. We don't want to know where you work. We don't want to know what part of the industry that you work in. We don't want to give up your identity.
I'll tell you.
Okay, good.
Is it true that women get treated differently in negotiating for a car than men do?
In the earlier days, I've been doing this a long time, maybe not anymore.
Mm-hmm. And why is that, you think?
The internet has changed everything. People can go online and get outcalled.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
who is more prepared when they come in? Because one of our theories, and I think the first guy that we talked to kind of confirmed this, that guys will come in and they have a number in their mind, and they're gonna they decide, I'm gonna spend $20,000 on a car and nothing more, and there's no flexibility and they're a pain to deal with, whereas women can be reasoned with. Is that, have you found that to be the case, or is that?
Yes, that's true, but at the same time, you have to understand women make more than 50% of the buying decisions when it comes to automobiles these days.
Mm-hmm.
There's most men, I gotta go home, check with my wife, they're the ones. So how do I put this? You can't really take advantage. There's none of that anymore.
Hmm. It's funny how you say that, because I know that the first caller had talked about sometimes women coming in prepared because they feel the sense that they might be mm-hmm. taken advantage of. And I say that because, I mean, the responsibility is on women, too, to be educated on it. Like, I, growing up, was not really educated on cars. So I recently purchased a car, and I really, and like you just said, online, I prepared, and I went in with a specific purpose instead of, and I went to several dealerships. And I couldn't be swayed, because I went in knowing they're going to try to sway me. This is what I want, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it may be the case where now everybody's on the level playing field.
I'm just curious, back in the day when you said that women were manipulated, did salesmen use like fake acronyms or like fake fees or like make up different costs and throw them in there and just sort of make them up off the top of their head?
Never different costs, because for one, sales reps, as a whole or general, they have no control over costs. That's done at the desk from the sales manager.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you work a deal from A to Z, and I guess how you're reading it in there is to what you can get away with.
Like, this is an LHD charge, you know, and,
yeah.
and then they wouldn't know.
Is this for your headlight fluid?
Or that, yeah, they would feel dumb to ask, what is that?
They would do that by these little stickers they put beside the original MSRP on the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's they're just trying to make extra money doing that anyway.
So this could be a pretty short conversation then. What you're saying is, if you do your research on it, you should go in there with a price and know it anyway. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. The price is right there. Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly. All you got to do is get on the internet. Plus, it'll tell you any rebates and even hidden dealer cash.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us specific websites to go to even the playing field?
You can go to any of the manufacturer's place sites, or you can also go to automotivenews.com. AutomotiveNews.com will give you rebates on any car out there.
All right, so if you're a woman and you're thinking about, you're a little intimidated to go and negotiate your own car, what he's saying is, you go to one of these websites right here. You've got it right there. There's no negotiation. There it is.
You're done.
That's it.
So when people walk in like that, we're like, oh well, and you just give it away and go on about your daily business.
Now, other than the purchase price of the car, the sales tax on the car, and the
there's called dealer prep fee or doc fee. That's at any dealership you go to. Now, that can be negotiable, but at one time it can't be taken away because they're printed on a buyer's order. If you take one away from one person, you're opening yourself up for a lawsuit from the whole industry, because then you'd have to remove it for everyone out there that you've ever sold a car to.
Okay, so which one is that, the document fee or
it's
the prep?
It's called a doc fee, document fee.
And that one's negotiable. What are the other mandatory ones that are not negotiable? Obviously, the sales price is negotiable, but sales tax can't
tax
be.
Tax is not negotiable. The $3 lemon law, which is only on new cars, warranty rights.
Mm-hmm.
For lemon law, that's not negotiable. And $18 tag and title, that's not negotiable. That's what the state charges.
But everything else you can work with.
Absolutely.
All right. And just go to one of these websites. Okay, again, those websites to go to give you an even playing field.
You can go to any of the manufacturers' websites, any of them, and they'll list them. Also, automotivenews.com. That's probably the best.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for calling.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate
you too.
He just sounds like a car salesman.
Yep.
And you have a great day too. Give you a little wink, a little gun, little gun-toting thing.
Is that how it sounds?
Do you guys ever, when you're shopping for a car and you get at the car dealership, like, and you drive by and you see one, you're like, oh, I want to go look at that, whatever it is, you know? Like, almost like you're in a rush to look at it before the salesperson makes it over to you. Hey, how you doing today? What's your name? Because you don't want, I just want to see it. I want to see it close up. I want to look inside. I'm out.
Katie and I one time were on a lot when I was looking for a car, and it was almost like Night of the Living Dead. As soon as we pulled in, and we were slowly going by, all of a sudden,
they come out from between the cars.
It's like, get out, quick.
Lock the door,
roll the windows, go.
I had a friend of mine who was buying his first car at like 21 or 22, and it was, I don't know if it was a new car or one that was slightly used, but he was getting it from a dealership, and they actually trapped him at the dealership. and to the point where trying to escape, he lost his shoe. And he called
trapped
me.
Trapped him? Like locked him behind closed doors?
No, they said, you can test drive this, but then you have to give us the keys to your car so we can go evaluate it for the trade-in. And then they wouldn't give him his keys back. So they sat him down in the finance manager's office. And they were definitely, I mean, it was like 2 hours. And every time he would leave, the sales manager would come over and like they wouldn't give him his car keys back. So he had to climb out the window of the finance manager's house. Office and his shoe fell off.
I told you about the dude I used to work with in Dallas and that he went in to go buy a car before he was in radio and they took his car keys. He goes for a test drive and they're negotiating and they wouldn't budge and he's like, I can't budge. This is all I have. So they took his car keys and they threw them on the top, on the roof of the car dealership.
What?
And said, you sit right here. We're going to negotiate this car.
I remember you telling us that story. And he actually had to get on the roof to go get his keys,
He had to call somebody, to go get the keys on the roof of the car dealership.
Did he have to call like a friend to go to bring a ladder?
I'm not sure the end of it. I don't know. I never asked. All right, so this is Bob. He is on The Voice Disguiser also been in the car industry for over 20 years. Bob, is there anything you heard over the last 10 minutes that you don't agree with?
Pretty much the same thing. You know, I personally have been with dealerships where we treat women the same way as we treat men. I find the women are actually more attuned to buying a car than a lot of the men. They have more expertise. They do more looking into the websites on the internet. They check things out actually more than a lot of men do.
So maybe our fear is fueling us to do the research more than the guys.
I don't think it's fear. I think that there are some dealerships out there that are not scrupulous. Some of these smaller ones. If you go to a reputable dealership, they will actually take good care of you. They don't want to lose any customers because you don't take care of one customer the right way. That customer tells someone who tells someone, and right away your reputation becomes really bad. So you basically take care of the customers the right way.
Let me ask you a question in terms of
generalities.
Thank you. How much?
Yeah, stroke. Sorry about that.
Yeah. When you walk up and you look at the sticker price on a new car, how much lower should you initially offer off of that sticker? Like in terms of a percentage?
You know, people think that there's 18 to 20%, like they used to have back a long time ago. Right now, realistically, you're having off of the sticker price. You have generally 6 to 8% off of the sticker price. Sometimes you do have dealer cash. Some dealers have rebates. The other gentleman that had said gone to go to the website automotivenews.com, that's a very good thing to do. Also, you can go to cars.com or edmunds.com. They're very reputable dealer sites. And you'll find things out. But, you know, the most important things right now with the internet, especially, people, they know what the cost of the cars are.
Yeah, that's the common denominator we're hearing today is that the
research.
Yeah, the whole negotiation advantage is completely taken away now. Mm-hmm. But it's in your hands to do 5 minutes of research on the car that you want and then go in there with some confidence because there it is in black and white and you really can't negotiate it. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to sort of give all the women out there another caution that, yeah, they do try to take advantage of women still today. I bought 6 cars from the same dealer because they had treated me so well. Mm-hmm. Went to buy the 7th one, and, you know, I didn't have, the same sales guy, and they came out, offered me sticker price, and I have excellent credit. They offered me a payment with 14% interest and nothing on my trade-in. So I went off on the guy and left immediately. So women are still at a disadvantage these days.
Well, but how do you know that?
You're not. What you're saying is if you don't go in there and know what you're negotiating for, that evens the playing field. So if you go in there and you don't do the research, you're only doing a disservice to yourself. I mean, the car dealership and a salesman's job is to make as much money for himself and the company as he can. If you take that away from him, that's your fault, not his.
Well, I know. I didn't take the deal. I walked out. But there was one thing I wanted you to ask maybe on the radio, because we finally ended up finding a car and buying it, me and my son. But I think that the dealerships, their offices are bugged. I think they listen to the conversation when they leave the desk.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a good point. That's really good.
That's a good question.
I would love to know the answer to that. All of our sales guys that were on before aren't around anymore, that's but let me re-ask question. It.
Okay? You just call back and tell Lindell.
If you're one of those sales guys that we just had on, there is this common belief that the negotiation is kind of bugged.
Because you know when you're, if you've never bought a car before, then you go in and then you go into this office with your salesperson and then you're negotiating a price. They say, well, hold on, I got to go ask my manager. And they get up and they leave to go ask the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Really probably going to get a cup of coffee. But the question is, if while they're gone and you're sitting there talking to whoever you're with, if they're bugging that conversation.
Or they go sit in the manager's office and turn on whatever channel is.
I don't even think that would be legal, would it?
I don't know.
Adding a headlight fluid charge might not be legal, but if it makes them an extra $150.
Wow. And I do want to say one thing while we're waiting on those managers to call that she brought up that I think is a positive point for dealerships and businesses, and this includes, I think, mechanics as well, because there is, like Jen said earlier, a kind of a fear of women thinking when it comes to cars and anything dealing with cars, mm-hmm. we're being taken advantage of because they think we don't know. But that woman who just, you know, she had a bad experience with her seventh car, but she bought six cars from the same dealership because she had good experience. And I think especially for women, and I'm sure men the same thing, but man, if I had a mechanic or a dealership that treated me well, I would always, I would be so loyal to that
mm-hmm.
company.
You keep going back.
Because I want to feel safe, you know?
Absolutely.
All right, we're still waiting for those sales guys to call back, but I would be really interested to find out. I don't think any of those conversations are bugged. I think we're being paranoid.
But I bet we just gave somebody great ideas. I mean, think about it. As soon as you get up and walk away.
Not even legal.
Probably not, but come on. Hey, gotta do what you gotta do to make a buck.
Julie, you're on The Voice Disguiser. What's up?
I have worked at a car dealership now for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and car salesmen are basically scum of the scum. They all cheat on their wives. And
what?
How do you know this?
To get over on whoever they can, and I mean, there's some good.
Let's not, like, I mean, we have to also remember what their job is, like the infidelity part of that conversation aside, like they're not trying to get over on as many people as they can. As Bert stated, their job is to make as much money as they can for the dealership and for their own commission. So if somebody walks in there and is not prepared, as we learned you can easily be with some time on the internet, and somebody walks in there, they're going to jack up the price, jack up the interest rate, add on some extra fees, and it's your job to be educated against that. So you can't say, oh, they're scum, they're trying to make a living.
They're trying to make money off of me, that's damn like, salespeople.
That's like getting mad at the Houston's waiter for recommending the spinach dip. Hey, you're not going to get one over on me.
You're trying to upcharge me with that extra dip.
Slipping in the spinach dip.
Bill.
Yeah.
Have you ever bugged the dealership to listen in on a conversation of negotiation?
That is 100% illegal. They used to do it back the first place I worked for about 13 years ago actually had the ability to do that. And what we'd do is we'd hit the speakerphone button on the phone before we'd leave the office.
Mm-hmm.
But it is 100% illegal for any dealership to do that. And if they do that, they can get in a whole lot of trouble.
Wow. Okay. So you're saying it was a practice that used to be done, though?
Absolutely. It used to be done. There were some guys who would go as far as going to little spy stores and getting little microphones and that look like pens and that look like, you know, other office supplies, and they would hide them in their office and they'd go into the other room. If you ever get a chance, there's a great movie. It's called Suckers, and it shows all the old school practices. And, you know, any car guy, you know, who's ever been out has watched this movie, knows this movie, because it literally shows all the kinky stuff that dealerships used to do.
And you know there's some old school dealers who are still doing that.
Oh, you know.
Some guys. The guy who still smokes in his office, the ceiling tiles are yellow.
The guys on the small lots with like 50 cars on a half acre lot, you know, that have, you know, a trailer right there.
Right.
Sell it, whatever it is on the lot.
Buy here, pay here.
Yeah.
807 now. It's Q100 Bert Show.
All the juicy info you need from Hollywood.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, this has been brewing between Jeff and I now for a couple of years here. And there was a time when we started the show where I was the accent guy. And Jeff somehow, some way, I think just because he got louder, became the branded accent guy.
When were you the accent guy?
The volume award.
Yes. I will tell you exactly when I was the accent guy.
You had a mediocre Sean Connery once.
The mediocre Sean Connery kicked your arse back in the day. Because we were having this thing on who's got the better foreign accent or who can do a Sean Connery impression better. So we ended up like calling a hotel and trying to book the hotel as Sean Connery to see who could stay on the line the longest as Sean Connery. And I smoked him. So we're going to sort of do the same thing this morning. But we've moved from Scotland to England. All right. See?
Okay. See how you can switch it up like that?
How are you going to compete with that? And we're going to put this thing finally to rest.
Okay.
So, much like we did 6 years ago when we called Scotland, what we want to do is we're going to call England. Because you can't just call a hotel here and put on an accent and get any kind of authenticity. Right. Yeah. We're not going to tell them that we're pretending to have an accent. We're just going to see who could stay on the line the longest without them asking us where we're from or calling us out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And whoever
Will they
stays,
really do that?
I don't know.
Did they do that last time in
I'm
Scotland?
I'm assuming Jess is going to be so bad that, yeah, within the first couple of seconds, they'll go, you know what, I'm having a bloody tough time trying to figure out where you're from. See? Do you want to stop now? Do you want to do something else? We can do something else. We can
talk about it.
I'm frightened.
We can do American Isle. We can do something else if you're intimidated.
Now, what happens if during the conversation they ask what part of New Zealand you're from?
Then you're called out.
Okay.
At that point, I think we can all say that obviously they're calling you out, that your accent's not authentic.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it.
Hi, producer Tracy. May I go first as the – I know it's been a long time, but if you're the champ for 1 year or 3 years
sure,
or 6 years, you're still wearing the crown.
It's all yours.
Until somebody knocks you off.
It's all yours.
So we're going to call England now, and I'll start a casual conversation with my accent. We'll see how long it goes. And I think if we're 90 seconds into it and they don't call me out, I'm just going to end the call.
Okay.
All
right?
So that just means I have to go 91.
You understand the rules?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pick a category before we dial. We've got pubs, restaurants, hotels and bed and breakfasts, and mechanics.
Mechanics.
I'll go with the hotels.
All right.
That?
Oh, no.
Do you want out? We don't have to do this.
The way you can
we
go.
We don't have to do this.
In and out of it is truly amazing.
All right. We're calling the Cambridge House in Cornwall.
The Cambridge House in Cornwall?
Cornhole?
Oh, Lord.
You are going. You're going down.
Why are you making constipated face? Do you want any tips before you make the call?
Dude, it's all right here in the soul.
Okay.
In your British roots.
Oh, here's the telly.
Cambridge House, morning.
Good morning. I'd like to check for some availability, please.
Sure. When's that for?
For June 3rd.
June the 3rd, yeah. What sort of accommodation are you after, please?
I'm looking for something really high-end, something like a suite.
Okie dokie. Let me just grab the... Is it one night you're looking for?
June 3rd through June 19th. It's an extended stay.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Let's just have a look here. One second, please. Just got he's grabbing
not,
the diary.
He's not very well. British.
Sorry?
He's saying okie dokie.
Okie dokie, yeah.
That's just a couple of words you don't hear next to each other very often.
No, they're maybe not. The 3rd through 9th. Let's have a little look here. 19th.
Something really high end. Something, maybe a view.
Okay. The nicest accommodation that I've got available for those dates in June, how many people are we looking for here? Is it one, two, family?
It's two of us.
For two, perfect. So what I've got is I've got a large double room, but it also has a sofa in the room. So I haven't got a suite with a separate sitting room, but it does have a sofa in the room. Mm. It's fully en suite. It's just literally been decorated. Finished off about a month ago, so it's sort of looking pretty spanking brand new and looking very nice.
I'm assuming that you do tea there every day as well.
dinner. Yeah, I can cook dinner if you want dinner. No problem. You know, no problem at all. You know, you might want it every day. You might not. But, you know, as long as you let me know, there's no problem with that whatsoever. All no right. problem at all.
And is the hotel equipped with a bidet as well in each suite?
With a what, sorry?
A bidet.
I'm afraid it doesn't, no.
Oh. Okay, that's a deal breaker for me. Thank you very much for your time now.
Okay.
Jolly good day. All right, how you got? I mean,
you went down under at the end
conversation. You got a little Italian at the end.
I agree.
I felt it slipping away.
Now,
I agree.
Now, the problem is...
Yeah, how long did we go? I don't even know. It was like
34
minutes.
There's so many problems with that, but it's
definitely
irrelevant.
90 seconds.
But the rules of the game where he didn't say anything to him, didn't call him out, nothing.
Not once.
He had a very British conversation.
But the guy could have thought you were from Sydney.
Oh, he obviously knew I was one of his London brethren.
No, he didn't.
He could have always asked.
You have no proof of that.
If it was that bad, he would have said, where are you from? Like, I'm sure it's about to happen.
Why?
Let me just show you how it's done incorrectly. Let's make the call. You're going down, Cream Puff.
Okie dokie.
Does Jeff get a hotel also or a different category?
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Give him the mechanic.
Surprise me.
All right, we're calling Harry Feeney.
Who?
Harry Feeney in Blackpool.
Is he
Tracy
mechanic?
Wants in. You hear
what,
her?
What is
her little thespian just coming out in her now.
I got my money on Tracy.
What does Harry do?
He's a mechanic.
So something's wrong with your Fiat.
Car parts.
Oh. And then we can put this thing to rest. Oh, all right, man. Done. No tension between you and I except what's sexual.
Good morning, Harry Feeney, Todd's Parts, Jamie speaking, how can I help?
Hey, hello, are you? It's Sir Harry Longball from Cornwall. I have a question about my car repair. If you don't mind, for a moment.
I'll just put it through to the service department.
Yes.
Nice.
Is this Robbie Williams?
Your turn is over.
Sorry.
Good morning, Tracy speaking. How can I help?
Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's Harry Longball from North Cornwall. I have a question for you about a car repair I was having considered down at your mechanic's garage.
Right, okay. What's the registration number?
Oh, you know what? I haven't brought the car in. I just have some questions. Normally, I would travel to the cab tire in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, but on account of the pond between us, that is no longer practical.
Right, okay. So what's the question you need to ask, love?
Well, I was just wondering if I might be able to bring my car in and so you guys could have a look-see at it. Maybe you and I could go for a shag.
Who is this?
It's Harry Longball from North Cornwall.
Who is it? Who's up?
My name is Sir Harry Longball. I'm from North Cornwall. And I have a question for you about my vehicle.
Yeah, who is it?
Perhaps we could travel up to my flat and you can have a look under my hood.
Oh, right, what's going on? Who is it?
Perhaps you and I could get together for some bangers and mash, if you know what I mean.
Gonna have to go now. Who is it?
I would like to have a look-see at your shepherd's pie, if you don't mind.
Shepherd's pie's fine by me, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it then. Shepherd's pie and a shag. It'll be a wonderful Friday night.
You're right getting there, yeah. Right, who is it? Go on, come clean.
Harry Longball from North Cornwall.
Yeah, whatever. Who is it?
You may also know me as the Duke of Delight or the Prince of Pleasure.
No, sorry, don't know any Princes of Pleasure, in all honesty.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
All right, love.
Bye.
All you need is love.
God, you're
a great sport.
She was a great sport.
Yeah, oh, and there was no question.
And there was no question, so we're at a tie.
Yep, she knew clearly that I was from North Cornwall.
Obviously, we're going to have to do this every single day until we get
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, you remember last week we had Annie on. I think a virtual listener, an adult, was calling up. Mm-hmm. And she was having a tough time because she thought that her best friend, there was some really serious personal stuff going on in her best friend's life. Mm-hmm. And her best friend wasn't confiding in her. And this 12-year-old calls up and goes, just get over yourself already. 12 years old. Good morning, Annie. You're on the Burt Show, Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, like, she doesn't have to tell you. It's really none of your business anyway.
Hey, Annie, how old are you?
I am 12.
All right. Doesn't mean her opinion's any less valid.
No, your opinion is just as valid. We were just curious.
Like, Annie, how would you handle this situation?
It happens to me, like, all the time. I really don't care. They don't have to tell me.
So, like, if your best friend had a secret and she was telling other people and not you, you wouldn't be offended by that?
Not really.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't have to tell me. Like, if she wants to tell me, then she'll tell me. But I'm going to find out anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
All right, so I wanted to try something new this morning. Normally what we'll do is, if you're an adult, we'd have you call up and have the 12-year-old give you advice. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do now is, because I'm really interested to find out, like, what's stressing out people under the age of 15.
Okay.
So you guys call us up, and Annie will give you, do the best she can to give you some straight, tough love advice, because she obviously has that kind of confidence.
Right.
404-741-Q100. Good morning, Annie.
Hey.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Annie, are you the girl, like, in your group that generally just, you know, you say what's on your mind and people come to you for advice?
I think so. I hope so.
You sure seem like you got it together.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you. Most of the time.
She's like, ask me a question, I'll answer it.
That's right.
Do you have your radio turned all the way down?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
All right, I'm going to put you on with Allie first. She's got the first question for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Allie?
Huh?
Hey, how old are you?
13.
All right. Allie, why don't you tell Annie what's bothering you right now? We'll see if Annie can give you some tough love advice, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, my parents' names are Andre and David Smith, and they have been fighting for the most longest time that I can imagine.
Okay.
And my parents... I don't want them to get a divorce because most of my friends' parents are divorced or getting divorced.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's got to stress you out. Boy, that's a heavy one to start with right there, Annie.
Yeah, that must really suck. But your parents, like, if they're not, like, happy together, then, like, you shouldn't feel bad if they get separated. Because if they get separated, they obviously, like, aren't, like, happy together.
That's really good advice right there. So she's saying rather than, you know, like you're getting all stressed out of your parents fighting, but maybe in the long run, is that what you're saying, Annie, that it might be better that they just separate?
And then if they get divorced, like, they'll both be happier and you won't have to hear them, like, them fighting all the time.
That help at all there, Allie?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Yeah, bye. Good luck. Bye-bye. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, for some of you adults that call up, you know,
Mom or Dad's going to have a really weird conversation with her in a couple hours.
That one's going to be tough.
Did you call Q100?
No, it wasn't me.
I was trying to get y'all not to laugh, though, because it's our parents.
I'm very serious, but...
Yeah, just when she called the names out was the only thing that I thought was funny about it. But for you parents, there's something to learn here, too, because how many times have we taken calls from virtual listeners that are parents that are staying together just for the kids? And they're miserable in their relationship, and they just keep saying, you know what, so long as we can keep the family together, we'll be all right. Your kids are picking up on it.
I don't understand why adults never think that the child knows what's going on. They certainly know what's going on, regardless. They don't even have to be 13, younger than 13, but you really have to look at the environment that you're creating for your kids. And if you're fighting all the time, then is it really worth it?
Annie, that was a tough first one. I think you did really well.
Yeah, I know. I was, like, scared because I didn't know what to say because that's a sensitive subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one right there. Annie, where do you go to school?
Lovinggood.
Okay. Wow. Good morning, Alexa. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi. You have a question for Annie?
Yeah. Well, I have a teacher in science that absolutely hates me, and I have, like, a 97 in her class. And she'll, like, embarrass me in front of my friends, and I do, like, most of a project, and she'll say I'm not doing anything.
Oh, my goodness. I have, like, a million of those teachers. Okay. So if your teacher is just like, oh, you're not doing anything, just be like, yeah. Just say yeah, and then they don't know what to say. Just be like, yeah. Just be like, I do stuff, but, you know.
Because, Alexa, she's giving you the good grades that you deserve, right?
Well, because she'll lose some of my projects, and I'll turn them in, and I'll even make copies of them and turn them in, but she won't accept them late, and I'll already have turned them in.
So, what's your deal?
Say that one more time, Annie.
Just be like, I turned it in, so what's the problem?
Because I really need a good grade in her class.
Well, you have a 97, right?
Yeah, but every time I turn something in, it'll get lost or missing, and I'll get a zero on it, and it'll pull my grade down.
Well, it's not pulling it down that bad. Like, 97's okay.
And the year is, like, almost over, so you just got to stick it out till the year's over and just tell people, just, you know, to be aware of her meanness.
Okay.
All right.
For next year.
All right, Alexa.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Now, as the adult, I'm interpreting that, like, you know what? You may be getting a tough time about it, but you're still getting a 97, so stop griping.
And the first thing I thought about is, like, make copies of all your assignments and have a copy back up so that you can prove that you turned it in. But
that's probably a great suggestion also.
Yeah, because if you're, I mean, if she's getting zeros and it's 97, then, I mean, it could, by the end of May or whenever, you know, that school gets out, I mean, it could drop her grade down, so I'd make copies.
Yeah, and teachers don't like to hear that they lost stuff. So, like, if you turn something in and they lose it, and you're like, well, I turned it in and you lost it, they don't like to hear that. So don't ever say that the teacher lost it, because they'll get mad.
So just put it on yourself, is what you're saying?
Well, don't put it on yourself, but just be like, oh, I don't know what happened to it, because I turned it in. Don't ever say that they lost it.
I see what you're saying. Don't directly, like, put them on defense.
Yeah.
I got you. Hey, Raven, how old are you?
So now, I'm 14.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question. I changed my question. I have this friend, like, at my school, I'm cool with a lot of people. I'm just, you know, a general nice person. At least I like to think so. And there's this girl. She swears she's, like, my best friend ever. And we really not that close. We were kind of close last year because we had a mutual friend. But now it's just like, hey, how you doing? What's up? But nothing. It's not really, oh, my God, you have to turn the radio down. I'm trying to tell my mom to turn the radio down.
Come on, Mom.
What should I do? Because I want to just, like, totally blow her off. Be like, oh, my God, I really don't like you. But then, I mean, she's not that bad.
Well, you don't have to be friends with her. Like, if you don't want to be friends with her, just stop saying hi.
You can ask me next question.
No, I couldn't have. Okay. But see, my thing is, I can't just, like, stop saying hi to people because all the people in my school will tell you, because it's only, like, 240 of us. All the people in my school will tell you, it's just my thing to just, like, know everybody by name and say hi and good morning. Yeah. But she just want to make it this big, long, drawn-out thing. She got a nickname for me, and she asked me about all these questions. She want to be in on all of my inside jokes, and I'm just like, it's not working like that. Like, what is the problem?
You're walking down the hall, and she goes, hey, and she calls you by the nickname, just don't even acknowledge her. And then she says your real name and turn around and say, hey.
Okay.
Because, like, if you, like, and really, like, if she tries to be in your inside jokes and she's like, oh, yeah, who is this? Or, like, she walks up and you're talking about somebody and she goes, oh, who are we talking about? Just be like, nobody, and change the subject.
Okay.
Crazy. You can ask
that was great. Three. Thank you. I love the bird.
Well, hold on a minute. What's your mom yelling about?
Give me the phone.
She's not yelling.
Give me the phone.
Okay.
The phone.
Oh, here comes
you.
Mama.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, no. The whole world.
Here comes Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Come on, Mama.
Good morning. I am riding in this car. That child could have asked me that for free and not used my cell phone. She's going to take the advice of another teenager, and I've got 44 years of experience.
See, you know how it is, though. No one wants to listen to Mom or Dad. You guys don't know anything.
These teenagers are lousy, fracking on mine.
What advice would you have given her?
I would have told her to speak and keep it moving. Don't stand there and hold a conversation. Just speak, hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. It takes 5 seconds to say good morning. That wasn't even 5 seconds. That was one. Good morning. 2 seconds.
That's pretty much exactly what Annie said right there.
You know what? But parents are out of touch.
Yeah, man. You haven't had to go through that in a long time. That's why Annie's on top of it.
She's going through
this every day.
And just so you know, we've moved on from when you got your cell phone. It's no longer a quarter a minute.
Good morning, Randy.
It's not.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. All right. What do you got for Annie?
I just have a lot of rumors going around about me at school. Just saying that I picked my nose when I wet my bed. Stuff like that.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Well, then they're not rumors, are they?
But I don't want people knowing about it.
You're just checking with us, right?
Say what?
You're just checking with us. You don't have any rumors at school, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Seriously, about wetting your bed?
And picking my nose.
All right, Annie, how are you going to handle that one?
Are kids at your school lame? Because I feel like they are. Who starts a rumor that you pick your nose and wet your bed? Who are these kids?
I don't know.
That's a lame rumor. If you're going to start a rumor, start a good rumor. Don't start a lame one.
I think that's solid advice.
So the problem isn't with you. It's with the losers at your school. The best they can come up with is you pick your nose.
Good morning, Tiana. You're on with Annie.
Hey, Annie, how you doing? I'm really happy that we have somebody younger who understands. Anyway, I have a group of friends because I don't like to have too many friends. So there's like four or five of us, and we're really close. But then there's this one girl who just seems to like be jealous of like our group because she just came in, and like, it's like every time we go to do something, she does it. I don't know if it's to fit in. Like when I learned how to play the piano, she started to learn. When I start singing, because I like to sing, she started singing. And it's just like really, I don't know what. And her friendship means everything to me, but I just don't know. Well, like, if she's copying you, she wants to be in your group and she wants to be your friend. Is she like mean, or like, is there a problem that y'all had that's like, you don't like her, she doesn't like you, or... We've always been cool since, like, the sixth grade. We was always cool, but we just really got entwined to each other.
Like, you kind of, like, started to butt heads on some things?
No, we just kind of, you know, started hanging out more because we got closer. So,
and then she started to, like, copy you?
Yeah, she just started doing everything I'm doing. And then it's just, like, I can understand if you want to learn, I could teach you. But it's, like, I sing, and then that's something that's close to me, and then she goes and do it, and I'm like, you don't even like singing as much as I do.
Yeah, that gets, like, really annoying, and, like, I don't know, I guess you could just be like, why are you copying me? Like, can you not come up with your own ideas that you have to steal mine? Like,
yeah, I've talked to her about it, because, you know, I'm really opinionated, so I'm like, you know, could you just please just, you know, stop, because, you know, this is something that's close to me, not you, so I don't know what the problem is, but, you know,
she doesn't stop.
It gets ridiculous.
You know, it makes me realize is that we take the exact same calls for adults that we do for kids.
Right.
I mean, this is a call that we took not too long ago from one roommate saying the same thing about the other roommate. They were like 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same thing.
Remember we had that girl?
I can understand it with kids, but with grown-ups, that's just being whiny. Like, for real, you're a grown-up. Handle it.
Annie, it never changes. I still don't believe anybody ever really evolves past the ninth grade. I swear to you. I really look at Paris Hilton. You're way more mature than Paris Hilton is.
And I remember once I got mad at Bert, so I told everybody he picks his nose and wets the bed.
But he does.
Now I'm embarrassed to find out that was a lame rumor.
It is a lame rumor. Like, who starts that rumor? That's stupid. Like, start a rumor that he made out with this girl or something. Don't say that he wets the bed and picks his nose.
No, like, nobody would believe that Bert made out with a girl.
Hey, Jordan, real quick, you're on with Annie.
Yeah, Annie, I just wanted to tell you, first off, I'm 18, and I just think the fact that you are so confident to get out here and help other kids is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I really do. Like, you, wow. I mean, you're 12 years old? Gosh, I would never have had the confidence to do that at 12 years old. That's awesome.
Annie, I think you did a great job for your very first time on the radio. I think you did a really, 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 really great job.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for coming on with us. Will you do it again with us in a couple of weeks?
Of course.
All right, Annie. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for joining us.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like that. Ask Annie. She got it together, man. To come on the radio like that and come strong at 12 years old, she got it together.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.